Hi guys, welcome back for episode 37. So last week we spoke about crafting a brand story that attracts and converts. And the big takeaway was that your story creates connection, but it's the experience that will build that loyalty. So this week we're exploring how to turn that connection into an unforgettable customer experience that drives growth.
Well, customer experience matters more than ever, especially in B2B, Chloe. Because it shapes the prospects and the customer's perception of who you are, and every interaction reinforces or undermines your brand. So it's really important to make sure that you've got a proper brand story and your customer experience is top notch. Now, an exceptional customer experience builds trust, authority, and competitive differentiation, which is super important to me. To make sure that you're not just the same as every other competitor in there, because you'll just be within the sea of sameness. You need to stand out and you need to differentiate. So positive customer experiences create referrals, they create testimonials, and they promote organic long-term growth as well. And you'll find that your customers will continually refer you because of obviously the outcomes and the experience that they're having. To provide you with an example of that is our reputation as, you know, we're a growth agency. People see us as that because we provide not just marketing services, not just sales services, not just websites, not just hosting, but a whole host of integrated solutions which help our clients grow in the long term. And generally, when people come and work with Adonis, we take them through a process which they don't get anywhere else, and it just feels different. And when you start to execute on everything that we build from the foundation level, from, your mission, your vision, et cetera, your core values, all the way right through to actually executing on strategy, the experience that they get, apart from the fact they get a hell of a lot of leads in and, their brand is growing, is the fantastic outcomes of revenue, which is, in most cases, in the tune of multi-millions. So that kind of experience is what our customers tell us that they've experienced. And that's why they continue to refer us to their audience,
Yep. So some key elements of exceptional customer experience is consistency. So delivering that reliable, high-quality experience every single time. The second one is responsiveness. So addressing clients' needs quickly and thoughtfully.
Now, the thing is, let me just do a button there, Chloe, before you push on. Just this morning, I received a text roughly about 7 o'clock in the morning from a client saying his website was down. Now, in most cases, that's not something that happens because we proactively manage these services. But he was right, it was down. And it's because of an error log which was growing. So anyway, my point being is going back to your consistency, we consistently get back to our clients almost immediately. We do have policies in place for 24 hours and, 6 hours and this kind of stuff. But in a lot of cases when it's business critical, you need to be consistent and you need to be responsive, which is exactly what we were there. So literally within 20 seconds of receiving that message, we were there, solved the problem right away. Business could continue as normal. Which then brings us on to the personalisation of that, tailoring the experience to the client's unique context. So that was a client that within the electrical industry that sent that message. So the thing is, being able to personalise the services and the experience to them, i.e. letting them actually send you a text, especially when it's business critical, is absolutely super important in what we do, which then leads us on to another key element, empathy, which is understanding and anticipating client pain points. So that is a pain point. Nobody wants a website to be down, as a perfect example of that, And then obviously there's follow-up and support of that, going beyond the transaction to ensure satisfaction. you know, which I believe is exactly what we did in that scenario. And obviously following up them just to let them know what happened, why it'll not happen again, and what you've done to implement that, you know. So exceptional customer experience is super important in ensuring long-term growth of your brand.
Yeah. So aligning your customer experience with your brand story and authority. So you want to ensure that your customer experience reflects your brand values and promises. You don't want to be over-promising and under-delivering, or promising you're going to do things and then that's not what you do. Second one is every touch point, so from sales, service, onboarding, support, should reinforce credibility. It should be a very seamless customer journey for them. If it starts to become hard or difficult for the client, they are going to back off a little bit and probably get turned off and maybe go to one of your competitors, which you don't want. The third one is align your messaging, interactions, and service standards with the story that you've told them. And the last one is avoid disconnects that erode trust and authority. You want to remain that trusted source for your clients.
Definitely. Now, there's some practical strategies that can help improve the customer experience within your B2B brand. And the first one is, and we do this with all our clients, is you need to map your customer journey to identify pain points and opportunities to jump in and help and guide them to where they want to be. The second one is train your teams to deliver consistent on-brand experiences. And this is where your core values and things come in as well. So your internal team, you know, it's absolutely imperative that everyone is on the same wavelength. You know, they understand the brand story, they understand the brand experiences that they should be providing. That needs to be delivered consistently. The third one is collect feedback and act on it, which shows clients their voice matters. Like I was just saying a second ago, you do not want to be waiting 12 hours. I mean, if I send a message to someone for a quote, I didn't want to be waiting, you know, 4 days, 1 day. You know, I want a response right away. And a lot of cases and a lot of bigger businesses, that can be difficult because it needs to go through certain channels and things. But with the advent of AI, there's no reason why they can't be doing that, you know. The fourth one is using technology to enhance the customer experience, which includes what I've just spoke about, the AI, which can be integrated into your CRM. It can provide automated follow-ups. It can provide personalized communications. It should be able to interact with the customer if they've got a support issue and actually review their account, have a look at past experiences, and just deliver solutions based on what their problem or issue is. And the last one is celebrate and showcase exceptional experiences through testimonials and case studies. 100%, this is exactly what you want to be doing. And trying to get those on video as well will help take things even further.
Yep, and there's some common mistakes that are going to hurt your customer experience. So if you're inconsistent across touch points, it will just put people off. Second one is over-promising and under-delivering. That's probably one of the biggest things that you don't want to be doing. It's one thing that annoys me when people over-promise and under-deliver because you're not sticking to your word. Third one is ignoring feedback or complaints. If your ideal client is coming to you saying, you know, this could be done better, that could be done better, you don't want to go, whatever, you know, I know better than you. You don't, because they're your customer. And if they're going through that customer experience and they're feeling dissatisfied, or they're feeling friction within their experience, then you need to listen to that and make those changes and even just test it out. Fourth one is treating customer experience as an afterthought rather than a growth strategy. You know, your customers are the center of your business. They're what is generating you revenue. You need to make sure that you're treating them with the, you know, utmost respect and consistency, and really positioning them as the hero. And the last one is failing to align your customer experience with your brand promises and story, which kind of interlink with over-promising and under-delivering.
You know, the thing is, Chloe, is what gets me sometimes is, you know, in today's environment, you know, common sense doesn't seem to be very common nowadays. No. And I mean, looking at these common mistakes, you know, I mean, ignoring feedback and complaints. I mean, complaints and feedback should be used as opportunities to help the business grow further and provide an even better experience. Because, I mean, There's been times even where I've had an issue with a product or a service. Most times, most people won't actually even tell you. What they'll do is they'll vote with their feet, you know, and they'll just disappear and they'll use a competitor instead. But I'll tell you something, though, I guarantee you when they go to the competitor, they'll tell the competitor how much a nightmare has been working with you, you know. So it's important to make sure that these things are sorted out really quickly, or indeed there's a strategy in place to make sure that customer experiences is actually used as a growth strategy.
Yeah. Awesome. So some actionable takeaways for you guys to implement this week is audit every customer touch point for alignment with your brand story. Identify 3 to 5 areas where you can elevate your client experience immediately. Implement simple strategies to track satisfaction and follow up. Train your team to deliver customer experience consistently and authentically. And the last one is use exceptional customer experience to generate referrals, testimonials, and repeat business. If you're going to provide your customers with the best experience they've ever had in their life, they will refer you on to their friends, and it will be an organic way for you to generate more leads without actually having to spend any money.
That's right.
Awesome. So for episode 38, we are shifting the focus from how you deliver exceptional experiences to how the market sees you. We'll show you how to position your business as the obvious choice in your industry without competing on price. So if you want to command authority, attract the right clients, and stop the race to the bottom, then you don't want to miss episode 38.
Looking forward to it, Chloe.
We shall see you on the next one. Bye, guys. Bye.